Well, since, not to rehash my history, I've been on UHF commercial type radio since about 1978 when I got my first GMRS license, and I've had a GMRS license pretty much all this time, and I never found a reason to go to amateur radio until there was a gentleman that was with us. He passed away a little over a year ago. His nickname was Professor Don, and he coaxed me into getting into amateur radio, and I said, well, it's been 50 years, yeah, I should maybe look into it. And did I open up a can of worms in the world of radio? I still don't have an interest in talking around the world. I still don't have an interest in bouncing signals off of satellites, but I just want to expand my UHF capabilities. And with what I've learned in amateur in the past year and getting a node and learning about all of that, definitely, it's an eye-opening experience, and a lot has changed since when I first looked at ham when I got out of high school 51 years ago. But, yeah, it's fun to play with, that's for sure, excuse me. And I'm going to work on my general license. I'm not sure if I'll get the license. I'm more interested. Right now I'm just doing the video sessions just to learn, just to help expand my horizons and my visions of how far I really, truly want to take this. Because like most of you already know, I have an HOA restriction, so I can't put a tower. I can't put a 20-foot tower on a balcony that's already 80 feet high just to clear the roof line.